Senator, first of all, nice to see you here at the Ohio State Fair.
Good to be back. Been here lots of years since I think my dad brought me to the State Fair when I was 10 or 12. I used to go to show cows at the Richland County Fair, and the, you know, smaller fair for a smaller kid is, works out, but this is a great fair, obviously.
Well, you are here for a number of reasons. We had a chance to visit earlier in the week on your conference call talking about the drought and some of the things. The House has taken some action just before leaving for their August recess. Your thoughts on that House action and what's going to happen once you get back in September?
Well, I'm glad the House did something, but in all the farm groups, I talked to the soybean growers today, I talked to the corn growers, I talked to the Farm Bureau, I've talked to the Farmers Union all in the last 24 hours, most of them today here, and all of them want a longer farm bill, want 5 years, they want predictability, they like the safety net, farmers aren't asking for a handout, and the best way to deal with drought relief is that safety net that's predictable and extended broadly, not just to corn and soybeans, but to other farmers, including for the first time specialty crops. So we passed it overwhelmingly bipartisanly in the Senate. I hope the House sort of strips away the politics and the demagoguing and passes a bill similar to ours, and we can get it to the president.
In the meantime, what's the message to livestock producers who are really caught between a rock and a hard place?
Well, I think the message to livestock producers is we've taken care of their situation as much as you can take care of a drought in terms of safety net. In the Senate bill, it's a 5-year bill. It speaks both to conservation and to dealing with particularly low prices or disasters like the drought. Prices aren't the issue here now, obviously, but we want to build that long, short-term and long-term. So my advice, I guess, is to talk to your House members of either party and ask them to move forward, get a 5-year bill that really does deal with the safety net for livestock and corn and soybeans and specialty crops.
Senator, thank you for your time.
Good to be on. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the work you do.